We're back here at Ubley High School, where the Ubley Bearcats have defended their home court with a 55-42 win over the Harbor Beach Pirates, and score 1-0 in league play for the Bearcats, and Harbor Beach meets to 0-1. Final totals for each team there. Grant, go ahead.
Well, score of 55-42. The players scoring for the Pirates were Grakovich with 4, Thornton with 3, Ginther with 3, Hansen with 6, Eli Kraft with 11, Dustin Mazur with 2, Jordan Booms 1, Andrew Seaman 12, and scoring for the Ubley Bearcats was 8 points for Plaza, 2 points for Cleary, 2 points for White, 8 points for Peruski, 3 points for Franzel, 6 points for Booms, 12 points for Leiprant, 4 for Kaufman, 6 for Nowicki, and 4 for Josh White.
Well, it definitely was a great game, and all that it was brought up to be and spoke about from everybody here tonight. It was a great, great game as far as back and forth. The only sad point or bad point was there's so many turnovers tonight. Turnovers both ways, and that's what hurt the Harbor Beach Pirates was their turnovers, I think, and their composure. They really got pushed tonight. The Bearcats seemed to hold their composure, being the younger team of the two or experience-wise. So you got to give kudos to both teams, and I'm sure when they match up again in Harbor Beach, it's going to be great. Ubley moves on to have a week off, but they have a tough matchup as they travel to Marlette next Friday night, where, again, they're going to be playing a tough team, somebody they are predicting to be a contender in the Greater Thumb East Conference. So, Grant, I feel that they're going to have to go down there, and they're going to have to pull out a win against Marlette, or this could be make a real interesting mix.
Yeah, you know, we talk about Ubley and Harbor Beach, and this game was big because of the rivalry, but this doesn't solve nothing for league play, you know. Marlette, and I don't know if Brown City is really up like they usually are over the past few years, but you can't dismiss any of them.
Right, and every game counts here. It doesn't matter who, what, when, and where. You know, everybody predicts these big three, but Ubley's going to have the X on their back now.
Mm-hmm.
They've proven that they are the team they say they are, so now they're going to have to go out and show that against Marlette, because Marlette, I'm sure, is going to be on a revenge mode. I'm not sure who won the Marlette-Sandusky matchup tonight. But if Marlette did, it's going to be for an interesting match, because you're going to have a 2-0 team going down there again to play and see who's going to win that. I'd like to thank you very much for joining us here tonight, Grant. Oh, and before I forget, Harbor moves on to play Wednesday night. They have a crossover game with Reese. Reese is 1-2 right now. Don't know how they did tonight. But even though it's a crossover game, it's still going to be a game that Coach Rubel's going to want to see his players recover from this loss, get their composure back together, get the ball handling under control, and fine-tune some things.
Yeah, I think that would be a great recovery game for them, and especially if they could get a win out of it and get their confidence back up.
Right, and we move into more conference play, and I'm sure he's going to want to do that. But again, I want to thank you. I had Grant Pickler here with me tonight. He's home from Central Michigan University. We are glad to have you. I hope you had as much fun as I did having you with us. Wish you good luck in the broadcasting
Cinematic arts.
Arts there over, and I'm sure we'd love to have you anytime at the studio. Again, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Thumb Cellular, Farm Bureau Insurance, Casey Yan, Harbor Beach and Ubley, Harbor Breeze Cafe, Ramsey Funeral Home.